Hey, Tyler Watson here. Welcome to Impact to Income. And today I am going to share with you a little bit about the power, a little bit more on the power of the eye of faith. And just some techniques, some tactics that I've been really applying that have helped me just feel happier, feel more whole, feel more complete, and be able to confront the things that I've been avoiding in my life. So here's a quick technique, something that you can do right now to take your game to the next level. And what this is, it's a form of visualization, but it's the consistency that helps really make this work. So I do this morning and night with my spouse, and then I do it morning and night by myself, and then throughout the day as well. And this is a really powerful process to help you achieve your goals 10 to 100 times faster. So here's what you do. Whatever it is that you're creating, whatever it is that you have a desire for, let's say it's a money goal, relationship goal, or health goal, anything that you desire that's been tough, that's just had resistance around, or any action that you're doing that you don't like and you wish you could enjoy it, what you're going to do is you're going to apply what's called the eye of faith. And it's a visualization process that evokes about 12 to 13 different parts and able to really feel it and experience it so that it can happen as you want it. So here's what you do. Whatever it is that you're going to focus on, you're going to see it in your mind's eye. So first you're going to create a space where it's quiet, where there's no one bothering you, and you're going to see it in your mind's eye. Secondly, what you're going to do is as you see it, see all the pieces, so you see all the interactions of whatever it is that you're envisioning, you want to be able to experience the feeling, so the emotion that you're evoking. So whatever emotion that you want to feel it right then and there. The third piece that you're going to then do is on the ability to feel the weight or gravity upon yourself. So maybe you feel your feet on the ground or your just the overall heaviness or lightness of your shoulders. You want to experience that feeling as if it's really real. The next piece after the pressure or the weight is then to have intensity around this piece. So you want to really see it as you're seeing it, you want to feel it, and you want to amplify the emotions and the sight of what you're doing. Next piece is then the color. So you want to see all the vivid colors around you of what it is that you're interacting with. After that, you want to then evoke the interaction between you and that object or person. So how you're interacting. So if you're imagining yourself doing creating something online, you'll feel the weight. You'll feel the sensation of your hand on the mouse and the fingertips touching the keyboard. You'll experience the touch and feel the touches and the sensations and the interactions between yourself and the objects or people. The next piece after this is then to really dive into on the overall just joy of the experience or the, I already told about the emotion, but you want to do it in such a way that it evokes a smile or a laugh as you're experiencing this. Once you do all these pieces and you can see it, you can feel it, you can sense it, you can then walk through this whole visualization process, you then want to just imagine it going smoothly and some interaction so you can move, if it's an actual, just a one-time thing, or if it takes a minute, go through each piece using these parts. Now, this is something that can take some time to sense and feel and experience, but you want to get the texture. Then you also, the next piece is you want to get the sounds involved. So what do you hear? What are the movements that are evoking? The sound of the keyboard or sound of a door opening, whatever it might be that is the interaction, the sound of the people talking or you talking. Another attribute to really focus on, aside from sound, is the loudness of the sound. So you want to amplify it or decrease it. depending on how you want it, but you want to change the loudness of the whole scenery. So loudness, sound, the let's just see another piece. I'm just throwing all these off without having my list in front of me. Once you have all these pieces and you really focus this and do it time after time after time, you're going to create a pattern of seeing things before they happen and experiencing them in such a way that gives you joy before the event. So you're never a slave to your emotions or circumstances. This is probably the most powerful process. I'm just barely tapping the surface here, but I want to share this on my podcast. If you have questions or you want to go deeper on this, join us at tylerfb.com on our Facebook group, Enrollment Masters, and I'll be teaching and facilitating some more on this down the road. But ask any questions you have or anything in specific. You know, I've done this with my wife where we had some of the best experiences together over this past couple weeks using this technique, where literally we feel more connected than our 4 years of marriage. And other parts that we've done where we've just totally rocked at speaking engagements and webinars where it just feels so amazing and the results are phenomenal. Everything works out as we desire it. So if you'd like extra help, first go through these processes, join us on our Facebook group, tylerfb.com, and we'll see you guys on the next show.